Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
School is starting soon, but for the first 3 weeks, it's going to be online only, and that can be a big problem for people who can't work from home and or can't take their kids to work. But the YMCA is offering support in the form of virtual learning support, and here to talk about that is Joan Altobelli with YMCA Austin. Joan, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
Well, I'm pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, not everybody has a white collar, take a laptop to Barbados and do your job when and where you want. A lot of people work in maybe the service sector, or they've got jobs. They have to leave the house. They have to go to a physical place of employment. They have to do their job, not at home, but at work. And a lot of places, I think maybe most of them, don't let you bring your kids. Is that the case?
In most cases, I think they're pretty strict about that.
Yeah, so the YMCA's got virtual learning support for the first 3 weeks of school here in Austin. Now, let's talk about that, Joan. What is virtual learning support here in Austin?
Well, it's we're all reinventing ourselves as the crisis of COVID has been in our area. And one of the things that parents have let us know they are very interested in having is a support system for the children while they go to work. So it is childcare. It is licensed childcare for elementary age children from 4 to 12. But it's in addition, it's support for the school age children that are K through fifth grade that need help while they're with their teacher online, whether it's a technical difficulty or their battery died or they can't get online with the Wi-Fi. They may need assistance from an adult. And so their parents can work uninterrupted and have peace of mind while they are working. We're offering a program where they can come to one of the locations that we've secured in schools or at a YMCA location, and they can sign in with their computer. They'll be with us all day long. The parents may leave for work at 7 o'clock in the morning. We open at 7:15, and the parents need to pick up before 6:30 in the evening. So when their schedule at school online is over, then, of course, there are curricular items that they have to do for physical activity and for art and music. Things that that are prescribed by the district in the curriculum for the child. So we'll be taking on that kind of help with them. And then when that's over, finally the kids will be able to delve into some leisure activities, recreation activities, enrichment to their daily lessons, things that we're used to doing after school. And in camp environments, we're going to be doing that during the virtual learning day.
So normally kids this time of year or in a couple of weeks, they would go to school and parents would go off to work. And that's kind of how it's been for forever, except for this year. It's obviously very different. So kids, they're going to learn online. They're going to go to school online. But since they can't stay at home by themselves, they're going to report to these virtual learning centers. These are essentially in schools with the YMCA. Where are these centers? Where does it happen?
Well, in AISD, we, you know, things change every day, but we're pretty sure that they're going to be at Joslin Elementary, Ridgetop, Galindo, Baranoff Elementary and Patton Elementary. We're already at those schools right now for summer. So normally summer camp would end the first week of August so that the schools can get ready for school. And they have to clean the spaces and so forth that we were using during the summer. But this year, those schools have allowed us to stay even longer into the summer, all the way up to Labor Day, the Labor Day weekend, September 4th. Now will be our last day of the extended summer. Actually, the extended summer will be over on August the 14th. So we'll be able to have a little bit more time with the kids with our regular summer camp. And then right away, the next Monday, we get ready on the 18th for the virtual learning support in those centers. So, additionally, we're using our YMCA building for Extendicare YMCA's virtual learning center. So the North Austin YMCA, the East Communities YMCA, and Camp Moody will be having their buildings open and offering child care at the virtual learning support program.
So the YMCA has been doing summer child care all summer long. You do it every year. Is this just kind of an extension of that program with an added component of online learning for school during the day, essentially? Is that what that is?
That's right. So it's going to be taken up with their schedule of schoolwork part of the day, and then they go into after-school mode or extended summer camp mode, however you want to term it, but it'll be more fun and hands-on activities once they get off the curriculum from the school district. We'll move into a more recreational curriculum.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Joan Altobelli of the YMCA Austin. We're talking about that virtual learning support the YMCA Austin is offering. Joan, let's talk about some precautions. The whole predicament we're in with school and the economy and job loss, it all revolves around coronavirus, COVID-19. What about the extra precautions the YMCA is taking at these programs? What are you doing for the kids? What's different?
Well, it's very interesting to learn all about the protocols that the CDC and the health departments around the country have been recommending when you gather together with groups of children. So we've taken the last 19 weeks to learn all of these things. Near the end of March, we started doing child care for essential workers in the Austin area. Excuse me. And in that case, we started with taking temperatures when the children arrive and when the staff arrive in the morning at the building. We take their temperature and do a health screening outside of the building. So nobody goes in the building until we determine that they don't have a fever and that they don't have any symptoms and that they haven't been around someone with symptoms or with a positive diagnosis for COVID. So right away, when they come to the program, we're already taking that precaution by only allowing the children and the staff that are working that day in the building. Then once they're inside the building, they find a very clean space that they're assigned to in a class size, a small group size of 10 children and one adult. Some of the groups have 11 children. It just depends on the square footage of the space where we're doing the program. So if it's a little bit bigger of a room, we can still be 6 feet apart from each other with 11 children. But most of the groups are one adult and 10 children. We have cleaned the space the night before with first the cleaning process, getting rid of any dirt and dust. Then we go into a disinfecting process and a sanitizing process, and they call it deep cleaning. In any case where there was a child with a symptom, we deep clean again in the morning that whole building because some of the droplets might have settled overnight. So we do another cleaning in the morning. Throughout the day, we clean all the common touch areas like doorknobs and tabletops and desktops, restrooms, anything that is touched by multiple people. We do a sanitizing of that area every hour on hour. So we know that if during the day there's some germs around, we're trying to get those off the surfaces. We're also very aware of the children's symptoms. We're asking throughout the day if they have any symptoms, and we're noticing if they have any symptoms that are commonly seen as a sign that you might have COVID. So that goes along with the masking. So we ask even children that are 5 years and older to wear a mask. And we've taught them how proud they can be of the mask and how they're superheroes and saving the, keeping the germs from spreading to their friends and to their teachers and keeping the teachers' germs from spreading. And the kids are pretty excited about having a positive role in the process of preventing disease spread. So we haven't had a lot of problem with it, but we do require that they and the staff wear the mask the whole day as much as they can tolerate it. The younger children sometimes need breaks, and in that case, we make sure that they're socially distanced away from each other. Sometimes those masks don't fit properly, and they will slide off the younger children's nose, and we do a lot of reminders about keeping the mask over your nose and mouth. So those are most of the major precautions that we take physically in the building, but the way that we group the children is also actually a precaution. We make sure the kids are in the same group with the same children and the same teacher all day long so that if a child does have a symptom, we know exactly which children they've been around during the day and exactly which adult they've been around during the day. So if the child has to be quarantined, we know which other children have been around them, and we make sure to notify their parents to be aware that they have been around a child with a symptom. But we close down that classroom, that room space, for the next 3 days, and we do a three-day deep cleaning, letting the droplets settle on the first day, and then the deep cleaning twice during the day in the next 2 days, and then we are allowed to open up the space where the child with a symptom had last been. So you can see they're pretty stringent.
It sounds like, Joan, that it's way safer for your kids to be there than they would be at my house, because my house is not that clean.
Good to know. Good to know.
We're talking to Joan Altavelli. She is with the YMCA Austin. We're talking about the virtual learning support for the first 3 weeks of school here in Austin. What about financial assistance? Is it available for the program?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone can go to any of the programs, and you register for the programs online at our website, and you just have to check the box that says, yes, you would like to be considered for financial assistance, and then we call you back and show you which type of assistance that you might qualify for. And if you are already a person on scholarships or subsidies, they call them scholarships, with the Texas Workforce Child Care Solutions Program, better known as CCS, Child Care Solutions, then we are a licensed program, so you can select us as your provider, and that way you only pay your own copay that's determined by your household size and your income. But even if you're not a CCS person that's qualified, you can ask us for our own financial assistance that's on a true sliding scale, and we can help you also based on your income and household size.
And Joan, what has the response been for parents for the YMCA Austin's virtual learning assistance program?
Well, the parents have just been thrilled. The ones that need it, ever since we opened the essential workers, I mean, we have parents in tears who are so so relieved that they have a safe place for their children while they go do the work that they need to do. And it's continued through summer camp where parents are used to going to work, or summer camp where their children, they're used to having their children in structured activities during the day in the summer. Whatever the case may be, the parents who need our services are very appreciative that we are here and that we are being so careful.
And Joan, with the last minute or so we've got, what did we fail to get to? What would you like to add to the conversation? What would you just like to say to Central Texas?
Well, I'd like to say everybody's welcome at the programs. You don't have to be an enrolled person at the schools that you see online or at the YMCAs that you see online where we're holding the program. You're welcome at any of those schools, and we will sign you up and welcome your child. Also, I would love to say that we are hiring. There may be folks out there who all you need is a high school diploma, and we will train you. We'll train you in first aid and CPR and child development, safety, special needs information. We will have you ready when school starts to come and work on our team. And we welcome applicants from all over Central Texas, especially college students who have flexibility with their schedule and can come and work a shift maybe in the morning, maybe in the afternoon when they don't have classes. And we'll try to accommodate them. So we're a great source for employment as well as for the child care program.
Joan, that is refreshing to hear that someone is hiring because, you know, these days it's kind of an outlier. Yeah. All right. What is the website? Where can people go to find out either about this program or to apply for one of those jobs that you have available?
Either way, you go to AustinYMCA.org.
All right. That's Joan Altobelli with the YMCA Austin. Joan, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
It's been a pleasure, John. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.